Zooby, zooby, zoo.
Hey there, it's Ian Robinson, voice of the Halifax Mooseheads.
Hello, Halifax. Paul McCartney here.
Hey there, Halifax. This is Sarah McLachlan.
Hi, this is the best original Beatles drummer, and you're listening to Jamie Patterson.
This is Daniel Powder, and you're listening to Jamie and Lisa.
Hey, this is Megan Smith, and you're listening to Jamie and Lisa.
The Halifax Daily News from the Beaver Bank Bunker.
It's Tuesday, May 26th. I'm dreaming of... we have everything except snow.
Yes.
We have the cold temperatures and we have the rain.
We've got some lobster on the move here in Halifax. Nova Scotia lobster on the menu in South Korea. South Korea's largest airline is going to be starting to fly in and out of Stanfield International to pick up transports of lobster and take it to that nation. Korean Air Cargo started its service this week, and they're hoping that this is going to be the gateway to markets in China and Hong Kong. And, I mean, this is huge. This is quite the opportunity to expand the Nova Scotia lobster brand to a whole new market.
Just as long as they leave some for us, I'm happy.
I think so. I think there's plenty to go around. But, yeah, every Sunday until the end of August, you're going to be seeing a Korean Air cargo plane at Stanfield International.
So we're all invited to go down to the airport and wave goodbye to our crustacean friends.
That's right. Yeah, they're thinking this is going to be worth at least $500,000, if not more. Mm. Takes 14 hours to get the lobster to Seoul. It's live, by the way.
Oh, it'd have to be.
Boy, that's a long car ride, 14 hours.
Unless they fly first class.
It doesn't make it any faster.
No, but it's a lot more enjoyable the last few hours on this planet.
It's where they get the hot towels to wipe off their...
the butter.
Hey, we're going to have a little bit of rock royalty in town in another couple of weeks' time. We have Rowan Marley, the son of Bob Marley, is coming to Halifax. Now, he's 42 years old, and he's about as far away from the music biz as one can get. He is the founder of Jamaica's Marley Coffee.
Oh, I love Marley Coffee.
Yeah, he's going to be speaking at the...
Get up, stand up. That's my favorite.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be speaking at the Smusobi School of Business on Wednesday, June the 11th. It starts at 11 a.m., and actually, this is a free presentation that's open to the public. That said, they can only hold 150 people in the auditorium, so first come, first served. But the lecture is going to focus on environmental sustainability, as well as the Waterwise Coffee Initiative that he started up. And now, not only is this guy big time into coffee development...
Oh, let me guess. Bob Marley's son. What else could he possibly be into?
What else could he be cultivating? No, he's actually a former football star who played alongside Dwayne The Rock Johnson at the University of Miami.
Canadian roots there as well. Dwayne Johnson, his dad, Rocky.
Yeah.
Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia fighter.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Serious Canadian ties.
Oh my God.
Plus, he played, I believe it was the Calgary Stampeders in the CFL.
But anyway, back to Rowan Marley. He was one of the founders, of course, of Marley Coffee. And he bought up 52 acres in Jamaica's Blue Mountains, of course, one of the most valuable coffee-producing regions in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be discussing his coffee business and environmental sustainability at St. Mary's.
And I wonder if that's the only thing he grows on that property.
Hey, something is not growing well with flowers around Nova Scotia this year. There's a fungal disease for flowers that has caused at least one garden store in the province to pull impatiens off the shelf. Now,
I'm getting impatient.
Now, impatiens are actually one of the most popular annuals. I mean, you see them in garden centers all over the place.
Right.
But they are being threatened this year by a plant disease called, get a load of this, downy mildew.
Sounds like something you put in your laundry.
And I guess it happens when you shake the leaves or the flowers, it looks like a cloud of white powder that floats in the air. And it can be absolutely deadly to impatiens. So much so that Halifax Seed is not going to be selling impatiens at all this year. They're just going to avoid it altogether. Some of the Farmer Clem's locations say they haven't had any problems with downy mildew as of yet. They say that's because their impatiens are grown in greenhouses and are grown in a sterilized mix. So they are not going to be ravaged by the downy mildew.
Downy mildew. Now, that's a second-rate stripper name if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, I think so.
Want to go see Downy Mildew? Not really. No. All right, gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Downy Mildew. And floral fungus. On tour.
And her sister. Hey, want to tell you something about something very cool that I posted on our blog, jamieandlisa.ca, yesterday. Had the opportunity to spend some time with a great local photographer, a gal by the name of Jen Gregory. And she owns and operates Jen Gregory Photography. And she specializes in a very specific form of photography, the boudoir session. And before you start thinking that it's just nasty and dirty and, oh, I don't want any part of that.
I always think that.
Well, you think.
No, I want a part of that.
You think that just walking into Walmart. Go have a look at the blog and read my piece that I wrote there. Now, of course, boudoir photography, just one thing that she does. She also does business portfolio shots as well. It is on our blog, jamieandlisa.ca.
Maybe I could get in there and get a little boudoir.
Well, you know what? She used to photograph men. She doesn't do that anymore.
The old George Costanza thing from that episode of Seinfeld.
Well, there's a great story in her testimonial page about a gentleman who was in his 30s. He was in his late 30s, about to turn 40, and had done some modeling in the past. He'd actually done some nude modeling as an artist model and just wanted some boudoir photos to sort of commemorate the last of his 30s. And the pictures that she produced for him are just incredible. So it's worth a read. Just go on over and have a look-see. www.jamieandlisa.ca.
Okay, here's something that I've been wanting to talk about for the last few podcasts, but we've had to cut it out every single time for time.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about it this time because it's these commercials. And I think that they've gone way too far. Way too far.
All right, do tell.
The other day we went to see a movie.
Right.
And one of the trailers was for Tangerine.
Yes.
That new...
bank used to be ING Direct. Yeah.
So some
marketing genius.
Yeah, got the name Tangerine. Yeah, I want to put my money in a place called Tangerine.
Some Don Draper on drugs came up with that.
Anyway, what gets me is, I'm sure you've seen the commercial where the guy's hanging on the side of a train.
Yes.
And then he's on the top of a train having a cup of coffee and he's talking to the camera. Mm. Well, the bottom right, it says, demonstration only, do not attempt.
Right.
Now, who's going to attempt that? Who's going to say, yeah, I saw it in the Tangerine commercial. You can get right up on top of them trains and drink your coffee. So I'm going to try it. I say, if somebody's that stupid that they're going to say, well, if they can do it in the Tangerine commercial, then I can do it myself, then let them go. There's Darwin right there.
Yeah, I know. But there's behind Darwin is a whole stack of lawyers just waiting to get their hands on that case.
Stack of lawyers. Who would? I think people would be too embarrassed to take that one to court.
You don't think so?
Well, I was watching a commercial for an investment place and a guy was hanging on the side of a train drinking coffee. And I thought, I'm going to do that too.
I mean, give me a break.
You just turned into Kevin Spacey there. You've been watching House of Cards too much.
Finally, they had a car, I think it was a Cadillac, driving down the street.
Yes.
And it went through,
get this,
a green light.
That's dangerous.
And it was going the posted speed.
Mm-hmm.
And what did it say? Closed track.
Professional driver.
Do not attempt. Do not attempt to what? Drive down the street at the speed limit going through green lights? Like, come on. They've gone too far.
It's all about the lawyers, my dear. All about the lawyers.
So there. I feel better. I've got that out of my system.
Okay.
When we tell people do not attempt to drive a car that they're trying to sell legally.
Yes.
Down a street. We have gone way too far.
So remember back in the winter, we had the polar vortex?
Yeah.
Well, now some scientists are saying this spring is the pollen vortex. Now, we already discussed a few weeks ago how this allergy season is expected to be far worse than many others just because of the late start to the season. Well, veterinarians are saying they're seeing more and more dogs this spring exhibiting allergy symptoms. Of course, dogs have a harder time of it than most because they've got more of a body surface close to the ground, so they're exposed to it more. And if your dog is sort of licking or chewing at its feet, maybe rubbing its face with its paws or up against the furniture, has some patches of hair loss, or is constantly scratching its back or belly,
you're sounding like those other commercials with the disclaimer. Some possible side effects may include rubbing of snout on the ground.
Well, if your dog has a lot of those symptoms, they could be suffering from allergies this year. Might be able to get them to a vet to have that taken care of. Sometimes it's just a matter of something as simple as a Benadryl. But they also say keep them off the grassy areas while you're taking them out for a walk. Just keep them on the sidewalk or the cement until the pollen season is over.
Well, the Coast Best of Readers poll is in. Do you remember when they used to do it all in one edition of the Coast?
Oh, well,
now
it's
they've
so
divided. Now it's
big.
Restaurants and it's this. I came second one year.
Yes, I know you did.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, this is crazy. No wonder they have it in one issue. This is restaurants and restaurants only. They have best restaurant.
Mm.
Well, now they have best cafe, best new bar, best new restaurant, best diner, best family restaurant, best fine dining. It goes on. It's like best Dartmouth restaurant, best Chinese, best Greek, best Indian, best Italian, best sushi, best Thai. I think every restaurant in the city is going to get some kind of an award.
They all get a plaque.
No, the gold winner of best restaurant hands down in the HRM belongs to Brooklyn Warehouse.
Oh, yeah, this is sort of kitty corner from the North and Windsor Sobeys, I think.
Yeah, not kitty, right across the street.
Right across the street,
on the corner of North and Windsor. Silver winner, the Bicycle Thief down on the Halifax waterfront.
Okay.
And bronze, the Wooden Monkey.
Nice.
Always ends up in the top there.
Yep.
Rolling Stones like the Wooden Monkey. I remember when they were in
town. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Mick Jagger ate there.
Gold winner, best restaurant in Sackville is Chef's Menu, followed by Tom's Family Restaurant.
Ah, great Greek food there.
And we know a member of Tom's family.
Oh,
happens
yeah.
to be Maria Penapalas.
Penapalas family, yep.
And Burrito Jack's won the bronze. That's in Sackville. That's in the Downsview
Mall.
Okay,
yeah. Fairly new to Sack Vegas.
Yeah, if you want to check out the whole thing, it is the latest edition of the Coast Best of Halifax 2014 Best Restaurant Edition. And I think that is it for this Tuesday edition of the Halifax Daily News. Love the comments coming onto our Facebook page.
Keep them coming.
A lot of people talking about, well, about both bikers and pit bulls, which is good. Let's keep that discussion going. And anytime you want to leave anything, it's Facebook/the Halifax Daily News.
And you can always follow us on Twitter at HFX Daily News.
And we'll be back again tomorrow for our Wednesday edition. Don't forget, garbage day in the Beaver Bank area.
Until then.